The decision Rhode Island baseball fans and most politicians feared came Friday when the Pawtucket Red Sox brass announced they would leave for a new stadium to be built in a seen better days section of Worcester. As another part of old Rhode Island becomes a memory, expect the usual Ocean State reaction. We'll be treated to yet another round of what the smallest state does best, a melange of recrimination, regret, and nostalgia. The finger-pointing began before the ink was dry on the letter of intent signed by PawSox President Larry Lucchino in Worcester on Friday. The design of the new 10,000-seat ballpark will be overseen by Lucchino, a veteran baseball executive, and Janet Marie Smith, who worked with Lucchino to build Camden Yards in Baltimore and ushered the renovations to Fenway Park that have blossomed development in Kenmore Square. In what has to nettle Rhode Island's pals, Lucchino lavished praise on Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker and Lieutenant Governor Karen Polito. Lucchino also praised the Worcester business community and Central Massachusetts baseball fans. Lucchino tossed a bone to Pawtucket Mayor Don Grebian, calling him an honorable public servant. Pawtucket's the birthplace of the American Industrial Revolution, but lately appears more like a place living on fumes. The city has lost the Gamm Theater, Memorial Hospital is closed, and now the Red Sox top minor league team is putting the city in its rearview mirror. Even toy maker Hasbro has announced it's seeking a new headquarters outside the city. Governor Gina Raimondo, who said she didn't want the team to leave on her watch, now has the dubious distinction of explaining it as she campaigns for re-election. Senate President Dominic Ruggiero quickly released a statement defending the deal he and Raimondo agreed to that would have kept the team in Pawtucket. In March, Raimondo expressed her frustration with the negotiations during an event at the Rhode Island Convention Center. As she walked into an elevator, the governor was asked about the fate of talks to keep the team. Quote, call Mattiello, she blurted out, smiling ruefully. She was referring, of course, to Rhode Island House Speaker Nick Mattiello, a Cranston Democrat. He refused to go along with the Raimondo Senate taxpayer subsidy deal, then acted as if he didn't care whether the team left. Mattiello's running for re-election in a conservative district that comfortably supported Donald Trump in 2016. He may be confident that he knows his constituents and that they didn't want any stadium deal that carried a government subsidy. But his district also includes more than 300 building trades union members. They aren't going to like this. So far, Mattiello has blamed the team, saying its owners are disloyal. The larger question for State House Democrats is whether Mattiello should continue as speaker if he's reelected. Representing a Republican-leaning district is one thing, but putting his own interests ahead of the greater good of the state is quite another. The failure of Rhode Island's political leadership will be grist for much debate. Some will contrast this time around with the 1990s, when then-Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld offered to build the PawSox a Worcester Stadium. At that time, Pawtucket and the Blackstone Valley had enough clout at the State House to approve a $12 million subsidy to give McCoy a much-needed facelift. Attendance surged after the renovations. In those days, the governor, Republican Lincoln Allman, was from Lincoln, and the House Speaker and Finance Chairman both hailed from Pawtucket. The political spin is swirling, but the team's retreat only heightens Rhode Island's reputation as a parochial state where it's difficult to do business on anything that involves government. PawSox attendance has dropped in recent years. Still, more than 400,000 fans went to McCoy last year. The state will also lose more than $2 million in annual taxes generated by the team, and Pawtucket will be left with a vacant, crumbling 77-year-old stadium that will stand in mocking glory of what once was.